this issue of child abuse is buzzing all over the world. It is not only we are discussing in ISKCON, but everywhere this is happening. And it is very embarrassing for the parents and for children. And children basically are confused. They don't understand how to handle, how to tackle, or what's happening. They're totally confused. And that affects their life emotionally, physically also. They lose confidence. They become weak-minded. They are fearful because they are having fear that we'll be scolded, or they don't understand anything. They're simply confused. So that will seriously affect the personality development of the child. Childhood is of different types, and most of them are physical, but there are also emotional child abuse, social child abuse also. Emotional means when you scold the child and go on scolding and scolding and scolding, or the teacher is scolding in the school and scolding and scolding and scolding in front of many people. Like, she may not beat the child, but she will scold in such a way the child will be completely demoralized, completely depressed and demoralized. And next day will say, I don't want to go to school. So parents will ask, did anybody beat you? Did anybody harm you? I said, no. But he will not be able to tell you what exactly happened. But he'll say, I don't want to go to school. This is one type. And the other type is physical. And physical types are of wide range. And you don't feel embarrassed. I'll have to spell out many of those because those things happen. I cannot just keep those things hidden because some ladies are here, some gents are here. I have to spell out those so you will know the extent of these activities. What takes place, it is happening, it may happen with your own child, and if I don't spell out here, you will be in illusion that this will not happen. But all those things are actually happening and will happen with the children who are abused. So, right from beating the child with patti as scolding in the school, or you scolding your child with patti with a stick is also child abuse. When you get out of control, angry, and then you take the stick and start beating the child, or by hand or by whatever, because you are so upset and disturbed. That is one thing, it's like punishment. Another thing is sexual harassment. Boys and girls equally. And most of the times, this physical abuse is with the close ones. Please understand. There are people like watchmen and neighbors or friends or elder friends who are in society playing. Younger children abused by elder children in society. These are all tertiary. But the most abuses are at home. Like father's elder brother, father's younger brother, or actual elder brother of the child. All these things are actually happening. So we have to be very careful, and mostly when you take your children to temple or to some public programs or to some marriage where everybody is gathered and you are not so much, you know, conscious, at that time this takes place more, because they know everybody is busy. So you are busy in marriage and helping or whatever, you are very happily engaged. At that time, children are just loitering around here and they're running around, playing in the hall and having fun. At that time, they are mostly unattended in one sense. And that is where they get actually abused by people. So, I'm not going to talk long time here, but I'm going to tell you that whenever you go with your child, any place that you go, it could be your neighbor's house for birthday party, or it could be engagement in some little bit distance from your house, or it may be yatra, or it may be temple, or it may be spiritual gathering, wherever you go. Don't let your children be out of attention. Never lose control over your attention to your child. You may be sitting in a class, but you should know where your child is, and you should not be totally absorbed in katha in such a way that you don't know where your child is. That are the times where they get abused. And it's a severe psychological trauma to the child. And now there is, most of the times where there is trust, there it happens more. Where you trust, it will not happen. And there only it happens. Like you will trust your brother-in-law, you will trust your elder son, you will trust your uncle, you will trust your known people, that they will never do. And they are only found doing this. Where you trust more. So which is the another place where you trust? Tell you tell me. Hare Krishna. Most common place where you trust like anything, maximum, temple. So this is not a temple rule, this is a universal rule. Wherever you feel you trust, there you will find your trust will be broken. There are some people who are diagnosed in the course of time, who join Brahmacharya Ashram simply because they are abnormals. And later on, we can diagnose them and we throw them out. So, we had a lady in Narkot Hindu orphanage. When we joined Hare Krishna and then later Radha Gopinath temple came up, there was a lady in Narkot Hindu orphanage. Our 100 children were there, which we took over. And regularly, the bigger children were abusing younger children, constantly. But they were hostelites, basically. So in hostel life, this happens. And these days, I don't want to name children or anything, but these days even children of the age of 16 and 17 are also abused by the elder people. And it's like a very bad scenario. We are talking about scenario which is happening in very posh, elite hostels. The people are doing higher education. There also these things are happening. And at some time it happens at knife point, at gunpoint, at sometimes physical or scolding, threatening kind of thing. But everything is happening at all ages, till somebody is like really adult and strong to defend himself. So don't get scared. It just you have to be educated on this matter, and you have to become vigilant, and you cannot be ignorant, and cannot be not vigil about your children. So now why we are talking about this? Because Yatra is coming very closer. Don't only think that I'm talking about devotees, but when you go to Yatra, there are many security guards and there are many local Brijvasis or local dham, whatever people who are rikshawalas or whatever you do, there are always people, outside people. And we become transcendental Yatra because we are in transcendental mood. We are in hearing and chanting and dancing mood. At that time only the children get neglected. And they go little beyond your periphery of your attention. Then they are caught up by people. And then they will never be able to spell out to you what exactly happened to them. They totally will be bewildered, confused. And they will not sleep. They'll pass urine in the night, in the bed. All those things happen after all these things. So, there is first orientation to parents. And then there is education for you to how to educate your children, how to tell them what is abnormal and what to report and how to report. You have to teach your children. When this doesn't happen, anything behaves abnormal to you, tell me. Because another worry that they have, that they'll get beaten up by you only. That is first worry they have. If suppose I go, now when I'm hearing all these things, I came to my memory when I was in 9th standard. And similar thing happened with me also. But I was so confused, although I was 14, I couldn't actually word it out. I couldn't spell it out. And I couldn't dare to go to my father. Because I had a fear that father will beat me only. Because suddenly, father will say, why you went there? I told you not to go there. So there's a fear after getting abused, then I only will get beaten. But I didn't understand all these things till I came to know about child abuse of late all over the world. I came to know, then I could relate to that, that was child abuse only, which I underwent. And then you will come to know that most of us, somehow or other, at some point of time, has undergone child abuse. Not maybe all of you, but you will relate, yes, in 8th standard, in 6th standard, in 4th standard, in building, in my neighborhood, in that engagement or marriage, this is, you will come to know that happened to me also. And whatever emotional turmoil you went through, now you can imagine what your child must be going through. And I was quite grown up. I was 9th standard boy. Quite well built, well grown up like that. But still I was quite under confusion and I didn't know how to spell out. And I harbored it. I harbored it till few years when this talk came up in temple. And in abroad, it is happening so rampantly. And these people are always looking for public gatherings, social gatherings. Privately, they will not come to your house and start doing something. But whenever you go out with your children, that time this happens. So this was my talk. If you have any questions, I can answer. Any age, I told you just now. I just now explained to you, even in medical colleges, even this happens. No. Abuse is when you don't want it to happen. Abuse is defined as when things happen to you which you don't want it to happen to you. By mutual consent, it's not called abuse. Mutual consent is different. Anybody has any question?
How to explain to the children?
So I'm not a trained person for that. I must admit that. But Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Radhapati Prabhu in temple and Premjala Mataji. And maybe one more Mataji is there in that group. They take regular classes and they have also told, we can come to you and give classes to you. Of full details about how to educate your children, how to hear them. So basically what we have to educate ourselves is, don't get angry on children when they tell something to you. Don't start questioning their integrity and start threatening them why you went there. Just listen to them. They are innocent people. They don't know where to go, where not to go. They may go to the toilet for somewhere and there in the toilet somebody may abuse them. Because people are quite cruel and quite demoniac these days. So these toilets are the places where those people are there. When they were waiting for children to come there and then they go with the children. So when you start shouting at them, then they were like completely confused. They don't know where to go to and talk to their heart. Like that. So you ask me if you have any questions. I can answer those questions. So regarding this training, we can organize a training. They will come, fix up time with them, and they will have a class for you.
You mentioned in the beginning, child does mistake in school day, or sometimes midweek day. But sometimes it might be needed.
Times have changed, Prabhuji. I will tell you, when I was child, things were different. And now things are different.
But sometimes it becomes out of control. There, you have to scold. I mean, it's like, I really want to...
So that's why there's a thin line between your necessary scolding and causing the emotional distress to child. See, child knows he has stolen pencil and you are scolding him for that. But sometimes the parents are so angry because some other parent has told something to them that it's like hurt their ego, okay, my child. So that frustration, then whom to take out to? The child. Okay. So that time it becomes disproportionate. We know if the parent wouldn't have taunted you like that, it's not a big thing, I will tell my child, don't do this. But because that person had taunted you in such a way that your child has done this, so then your ego gets hurt and then you go beyond requirement. And that is where the child goes into fear complex. Every child makes mistake. Every child does some mischief here and there. And every time, depending on your stress levels, you get disturbed differently. Right? That is where you have to educate yourself. Yeah, however I am distressed or whatever I may be going under government, life stress, work stress, whatever stress we have. But when a thing happens, you have to handle it in a solitary way. You shouldn't let it be affected by your current mind status, that you have fought with your boss in the college, in your working place, or you have fought with your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, or your sister-in-law, whatever. That may be the background, and then this pencil stealing comes in between. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to handle the children's situation as an isolated matter, not as a collective matter of your own life. You get my point?
Yes, sir.
That is where our intelligence comes. Ultimately, then where our skill comes in picture. If I am like affected by everything damn thing happening in my life, and that everything, whatever happens to me, has to affect my child and my wife and everybody else, then what happens is, then it is on maturity. And most of us are affected by that. My child, somebody is accusing, so it's a question of my ego now, and then I will take out everything on my child. So you use your tadan in a very legitimate and a detached manner, rather than fully emotional manner. I've seen parents beating children out of anger on somebody else. You know? Like that. I also remember myself, like I am angry with some other matters and my daughter did something, so my reaction was too over disproportionate, you know. And afterwards I realized that there is no connection between this and that, but somehow it got connected and the child is a victim of that. Sometimes when you beat the child, the child passes urine in the pant immediately. That is disproportionate. We have to see, because we are medical people, we know that these things happen, and the fear created by you in scolding is such a way that the child passes urine instantly or starts vomiting. These are all reactions of the fear complex. So we shouldn't be the cause of the abuse, emotional or physical, and we should not allow the trustworthy, close by people to do that also. And be careful about watchmen, bhangi, dhobi, paperwala, dudwala. Just don't trust anybody. I mean, we don't want to start seeing with suspicion to everybody who comes now. It's not like that. But don't be as a overconfident, ki, you know, these guys will never do it. Use your intelligence. Be discriminate. And see. Logically and legitimately you see what's going on. You want to ask something? It's happening. I mentioned already. It's happening. It's like public place. See, temple is a mixture of temple inmates, men, women, outsiders, devotees, non-devotees, all kinds of people are coming there. And potentially, all people are vulnerable to do all this activity. So you can't categorize ki only grahastha men are prone to doing this. Or only brahmacharis are prone to doing this. No, nobody is prone to do exclusively. Everybody is by default prone to do it. Some people are too, hateful of children. If you notice, some people are like too hateful. They hate all children. Matlab, they don't like any children. And they just can't take up any children's, any masti at all. Too intolerant to children. And then they become overreactive to children. Abusive to children, verbally and physically. We have their innate dislike about children. ऐसे लोग होते हैं जो divorcee होते हैं maybe or whatever you may categorize them, whichever category you want. But there are people who hate children. And that also gives rise to some kinds of abuse. We cannot be ignorant of anything. We have to be very much vigilant. And sometimes children are suppose I am very close to you. And your children know ki I am very close to you. And suppose I start abusing your children, they will be able to tell you only. But they know Papa loves him so much. How will I tell Papa ki this person did this to me? So when you educate your children, you have to give him confidence. Don't worry, you tell me. And don't give anybody the immunity ki this person is not in this. This cannot be in this. When your child says, listen to it with full empathy. Beyond your faith and trust, listen to him, and he may not be able to spell out in a very articulate way exactly what happened, how it happened, but you have to read in between the lines when he states something. And there are ways and means they will teach you how to diagnose a child abuse and how to report and how to get action on that also. Many large spiritual organizations are at jeopardy because of this in the institutions. Many institutions in abroad countries have lost their registrations because of child abuse. It's spiritual organizations. And we were also victims of this, but somehow ISKCON became very strong on it. And ISKCON created a ministry of child abuse, handling child abuse. And all over the world, very vigorously, this has been taught. It's not only in Bombay or we are doing, all over the world in ISKCON, every temple this has been taught nowadays in a very serious and intense manner. Well, there's also a fear. We also may lose registration or recognition and we may get a ban on us. May not be all over the world, in some country or something. All your preaching will get finished. You know, just because of something, somebody is doing nonsense, the whole institution will be at difficulty. So if anybody has any question before I end, you can ask. Otherwise, I'll end. Okay? Yes?
Obvious
attracting, you know, it's attracting the,
because you know, you go to any shop. I was searching for Gopika on a third
sleeveless.
Everywhere there is a backless and sleeveless. Ultimately, we found one, but I mean, I really feel in a,
so I will tell you what my wife did, because we had daughter,
yeah.
Now she's married, so. She took pains all those years, right from age 3 till she got married. Even now also she is doing the same thing, after marriage also. She goes to tailor, brings the tailor home, gives a measurement, buys the cloth, gets it stitched at home. All the clothes, all these years. What is the wrong in our part? We want to have a shortcut. We want to go, today is birthday, so today morning we want to go to market and buy and give gift to our child. But we don't want to plan ki her birthday is on 21st of October, so I will go today and buy cloth, buy tailor, give him a target ki this before this date we want, and we will keep it reserved in the cupboard ready so that on the day of birthday it's available. Utna hum log pain lete nahi, utna plan bhi nahi karte. The market mein, there is nothing available but all these things, backless, sleeveless, and whatever, I don't want to name them, all kinds of things are in the available, spaghetti and all those things. And what happens is that, when most of the body of the children are exposed, not necessarily girls only, boys also. Because boys are attracting somebody else and girls are attracting someone else. There are different categories of people getting attracted to both kind of children. And there is another problem in that. One is others are getting attracted to your child for abuse. And second is your child is getting used to those clothings because of your training them. Because you are putting the clothes on them, child feels ki this is fine. Suddenly you can't change your paradigm at age of 13. Okay, now you are grown up, now you have to change your wedding style. You say, Sadhi, what has happened wrong with me now? Up till now it was all right. So problem doesn't come now. Problem comes when you become mature. When you become puberty age, that time all the transitional changes, you want to become immediate drastic with that situation, that's not going to work. That's going to backfire at you and you have to face all the music. And so today's children are not like our children. We were not like the previous ones, previous generation. We were different, and now our children are much of further different. And when you will grow, your children will be further different and all these things. So, more difficult it is to handle. I can't expect the way my daughter reacted, today's children will react. They will react much more harsher than whatever. So, we have to, if you want really to keep your child safe, you have to train them when they are very small. To do whatever they want, the hairstyle or dress style or talking style or walking style, whatever your style is, it has to be inculcated when they are small. Then you don't have a problem when they become big. You start waking up when they become big, nothing works on them. Everything is already fixed, already rigid. So I have been talking this, not now, 15 years back also I have been talking this, right?
Mm-hmm.
When most of your children were very, very small. Because I am constantly worried, I know how people look at. And how I look at things also, at this age also. Because outside world is so erratic, you know. You don't want to see, you still have to see and you still see. So, if you know yourself, you know how people are also in the world. This is happening to us when we are already chanting Hare Krishna for 30 years. Still this is our condition. What to speak of those who are totally debauchees? How they must be watching your children? What must be there in their eyes when they watch your children? They're waiting for things. you know. Nandarani in Juhu temple, you know, now what happened to her. The watchman raped her to death. She died on the spot. So many books have come out of her and how glorious she was. But little negligence here and there, she was abused by the watchman. And she died on the spot because of the rape. 13-year-old. 13-year-old. 11 years old. Huh? No, many years back. Many years back. But we cannot forget those things. We cannot ignore all these things. Oh, okay, it's a erratic. It's a, what do you call it? One case in million. We cannot take it that way. It has happened, it has happened.
She was scared of cockroach and she called watchman. And her parents went for some counseling meeting or something like that.
The thing is that, don't think this happened accidentally on the spot. The watchman must be meditating on this since long time. He must be like, you know, contemplating on it for a long time. It doesn't happen like, you know, abhi dekha aur abhi maine kuch kiya, aisa nahi hota hai wo. He must be on watch ki kabhi moka milta hai, kabhi kuch chance milta hai. So he must be looking for that. And then at that day, everything worked nicely for him. Parents were not there, cockroach ko darne lagi beti. Oh, sab kuch ekdam achhi tarah se plot ho gaya wo din. But it's never a instantaneous activity. It's always a meditation. Because you are a watchman and you are watching everybody every single day and you're thinking what to do, what not to, when to steal things, when to abuse girls, whatever are their things. I said. Okay, so we end the talk here. Thank you very much.